every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Carbon agenda.
Oh, the business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
7 days is brought to you in partnership with Bishop Fleming, the UK's fastest growing accountancy firm. So let's take a look at what's been happening in the news over the last 7 days with Matthew Clark.
Paul Masters was this week officially confirmed as Cornwall Council's new interim chief executive. Masters, the current assistant chief executive, will take up his new role upon the departure of Kevin Lavery to New Zealand next month. Cornwall has dominated the Southwest Tourism Excellence Awards. Across the 17 categories, Cornish businesses racked up an impressive 10 gold awards, with the Roseland-based Trevor Mill Touring Park being named winner of winners. The Solonian 3 has left its dry dock in Penzance following a £2 million refurbishment and general winter maintenance. The ferry will now undergo sea trials ahead of the 2013 sailing season next month. Marine survey work is set to go ahead this weekend to investigate opportunities for recovering waste tin from the Cornish seabed. There is believed to be tens of millions of pounds worth of tin that has been mined over the last few centuries and washed out to sea, sitting in sand off the North Cornish coast between St Ives and Perranporth. And finally, the former MD of low-cost airline BMI Baby, Dr David Bryan, has been confirmed as guest speaker for this year's Cornwall Business Awards, taking place at St Melian on May the 16th. Still time to enter the awards. Visit www.cornwallbusinessawards.co.uk for full details.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So there's a new business support service called Superfast Business Cornwall. Now, there's a whole lot of money to help businesses which have got some sort of link with Superfast Internet in Cornwall. Shabail Fowl is from Superfast Business Cornwall. First of all, can you just explain how is this different from anything else which is offering support at the moment to businesses?
The Superfast Business Cornwall programme is funded by the ERDF and delivered by Palinter Enterprise with the University of Exeter and Superfast Cornwall. The way the programme actually works is that it has 60% ERDF funding for a high growth business who are also ERDF eligible, and that's important, to actually take up a transformational project. Surrounding that is a package of support, which is 100% funded by the ERDF, and that involves what we're calling a digital business enabler who will help project manage the transformation for the business, a knowledge hub, which is a unique repository of cutting edge technology information, and as well as that, there is an expert panel.
So what do you mean by transformational? I mean, what is that?
When we're talking about transformation, it's rather than just doing business better or faster, it's doing different business. So it may be a transformation in the services that you're offering or the products that you're offering, the markets that you're reaching. But essentially, it's more than just a little bit better. It is something which will take your business to another level.
How many businesses are you going to help briefly?
Broadly speaking, it will be around 50 businesses supported through the programme. And important to know that the programme starts in the spring of this year. So probably next 6 weeks or so, we'll be recruiting pilot businesses to the project. And it will finish in March 2015.
And if people want to get involved with this and they think their business fits in with this?
They can email me, and that's shabail.fowl, shabail.fowell, at sfbcornwall.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Shabail Fowl, for talking to us about Superfast Business Cornwall. So now looking ahead to next week with Nick Herrier.
Hot on the heels of Nick Clegg's visit to Cornwall last month, the Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Danny Alexander, will be the next member of government to stop by the Duchy. Alexander will address members of the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce and other local businesses next Wednesday at a lunchtime date at the Headland Hotel. Tickets cost £22 for Chamber members, £30 for non-members, and available from the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce. Also next week, the Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre at Trelisk plays host to the second joint conference of the European Centre for Environment and Human Health and Cornwall's Health and Wellbeing Board. The two-day event gets underway on Tuesday, February the 19th. And don't forget, also on Tuesday, Cornwall Chamber will be holding its monthly Big Breakfast event at the Falmouth Hotel.
And of course, you can get more details on all of that on businesscornwall.co.uk. Brought to you in partnership with Bishop Fleming, the UK's fastest growing accountancy firm.
7 days with Business Cornwall.